USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lawyer for former President Donald Trump previously signed a statement stating all classified documents held at Mar-a-Lago Resort had been returned. The declaration was signed after the Justice Department's top counterintelligence official visited the residence on June 3rd. The former president claims all the documents taken during Monday's raid were declassified. A suspect is in custody for two separate incidents in Pennsylvania that left at least two people dead and over a dozen injured. Pennsylvania State Trooper Anthony Petrosky saying the incidents took place shortly after one another.
Troopers and officers discovered multiple people injured along with one individual deceased. Shortly thereafter, Pennsylvania State Police Schick-Shinney received a call of a male that was physically assaulting a female in Neskebeck Borough, Luzerne County.
USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
Millions of Americans on Social Security are likely to get a major bump in benefits next year. The Social Security Administration is determining the size of the annual increase based on inflation readings from July, August, and September. As far as how much you can expect?
So we won't know the exact numbers until October because we're waiting on more data. We're going to see how the next couple of months go. But estimates run as high as more than 10%. So that could be very significant. That said, as you mentioned seniors are already feeling the pinch, so it is something that is definitely needed. We will not see that hit Social Security checks until January. The good news, though, Pete, is that you don't have to do anything. It will hit automatically when it happens.
Bobby Rebel is a personal finance expert with Tally, that audio courtesy of Fox News. The president and vice president have nothing on their public schedule for Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Mississippi is saying thanks but no thanks to a program run by the feds.
Mississippi will end its participation in the federal rental assistance program. The state still has $130 million in federal cash to run what's locally known as RAMP. Monday will be the last day to apply for assistance. Once the state finishes processing the remaining claims, any leftover money will be returned to the U.S. Treasury. Ending the program is part of a larger agenda from Republican Governor Tate Reeves. He believes ending the program will encourage people currently receiving rental assistance to get back to work. Reeves did not specify to what degree this decision would help with his goal. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Police in eastern Ohio told a little girl to shut down her lemonade stand after someone complained. Asa Baker, who's 8, says it's because she didn't have a permit, but the cop encouraged her to get one.
Well, they were really sad that they had to shut me down, but they gave me $20 for to try and pay for it.
Asa's dad saying he didn't know a permit was required, but police and Alliance say those are the rules. A downtown business owner heard about it all, so he made a space outside his business for Asa to set up shop, where police said they would not bother her. Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.